Common Room presents
#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this#this acid. So when you balance your academics with your passions, your friendships, and your downtime, you don't just survive school, you thrive in it. If you love music, don't ditch it for math. If you're into coding, make time for it even if it's not part of your syllabus. Your interests matter. They're part of what makes you you, and they help you do better in school because they keep your brain engaged and your spirit alive. Use planners or apps to manage your time. That way you're not drowning in deadlines or forgetting assignments. And set boundaries. If school stress is creeping into your weekends or late nights, pause and reset. You are allowed to protect your peace. Remember, success isn't just about grades. It's about growth. So chase excellence, not perfection. And trust me, when you balance ambition with self-care, you don't just get through school. You own it.